This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you this day our sister Pat. We thank you for giving her to us, her family and friends, to know and to love as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see in death the gate of eternal life, so that in quiet confidence we may continue our course on earth until by your call we are reunited with those who have gone before. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. To Pat's family, our sincere condolences at your loss. We miss her, but certainly not as much as family. And our prayers are with you at this time. Most of you are aware of my own personal spiritual journey. When I left the Roman Catholic priesthood and ultimately the Roman Catholic Church, I had a really difficult time with the way I was treated, but God gifted me at that time with a dream that I had one night, and I dreamed that the bishop was running the Jeopardy TV show at which I was a contestant, and at the end, the bishop said, "Don Pardo, tell Marty about his parting gifts." Those of you that go back that far, when you lost the game, they gave you some consolation. It brought some humor to a difficult time in my own life. When one feels a call to leave, whether it's religious life or clerical life in the Roman Church, they don't exactly give you a hero's farewell. You may or may not be aware that Pat's early spiritual journey called her to be a nun. We put up the first slide, please. Here you see in the center of the slide, Sister Jonathan, the name that Pat took after her brother. You see her here with brothers Jim, John, and Joe, and Mother Ruth. Pat ultimately decided to leave behind her habit, but she never left behind her servant's heart. Whether it was for her husband, Tom, the animals for whom she cared throughout her life, this church community and this Leisureville neighborhood community that she chose to serve, and especially the God whom she dearly loved. Next slide. Pat met Tom when both of them were in the religious life serving as missionaries in Bolivia. Here you see them posing, and if you look closely, you can see the twin towers of the World Trade Center in the background. I don't know the details, but somehow after they had fallen in love and it ended up coming back separately and separating in the States, she decided to meet back up with Tom up east, and the rest is history. They married in the 70s. In the next slide, I love this photo of her looking like Ringo Starr. They lived a great life up in the Cape Cod area, and many of the photos you will see during the offertory slideshow resemble for me the Camelot of the Kennedy years. Sailing, loving nature, and always with her beloved Tom, her beloved family, and her beloved animals. If we go to the next slide, you see a church directory photo of Tom and Pat shortly after they arrived here at St. Joseph's. They quickly became fixtures at this Saturday 5 p.m. healing service. And Pat soon became involved, helping with the song leading and the prayers and the choosing of the readers. And Tom was a fixture, sitting there on my left side, right where Billy is seated every Saturday. When Tom died and we celebrated a funeral celebration here in 2007, Pat helped to put together the service, which is very similar to the one we honor her with tonight. But after Tom died, she came to speak to me, and she said that she now wanted to dedicate herself to St. Joseph's. And as those of us who go back that far in our spiritual life here, that is an understatement. Dedicate herself, she did. Next slide. This is one of my favorite photos of Pat, cleaning the wax off of every single pew cushion in this church. No one's been able to repeat that since. There is no more appropriate gospel than this one tonight, hearing the story of Martha and Mary. And we know from hearing that story that one is not better than the other, that yes, we need to work in ministry, but yes, we are called to sit at the feet of Jesus and be disciples as well. And Pat did both with a servant's heart. Next slide. St. Pat, I called her. She would be here when I arrived on Sunday morning at 5 a.m. every week. And she had already been here for quite a while. No one in this church will ever have a grilled and buttered bagel and not remember Pat Shanley. The young people who would come here from the recovery community for the unplugged service, she would always be on the lookout in the kitchen because they would arrive sometimes shortly before the opening hymn at 11:45. But they were going to make sure they made it into the hall, and Pat was going to make sure that there were grilled bagels waiting for the latecomers. I was trying to figure out an appropriate first reading for Pat's life, and lo and behold, we looked at what the first reading that was assigned for this weekend, the one that the Handy family, her partners at Coffee Hour through the last years. And here we have the voice of God saying that there was a widow who was going to be there to feed you. That's what Pat did for years, making sure that our jar of meal never ran out. And the story of Abraham referred to in the Hebrews reading, that giving hospitality to strangers, that some have entertained angels unawares. To Pat, I think everybody was an angel. Young, old, male, female, poor, rich. The next slide, she never met an animal she didn't love. She is a bit of a legend at Leisureville for her dog-sitting service. Some would put that quote around legend, but she wanted to take care of anyone she could. I know whenever she cat-sit for our cats, when we came home, those cats looked so disappointed. No one could love an animal the way Pat Shanley could. Next slide. She sang faithfully at the 9:30 choir as well. Can you imagine every Sunday? You'd be here at 4. You'd have already been here Saturday night. You're back at 4. buttering the bagels, and then you rush off over to join the choir procession to sing at the 9:30 service, after which you go back to the kitchen to do more bagel prep to make sure that the late-coming recovery community has bagels as well. And I would leave here on Sunday afternoon, and she and Herb and the others would still be here cleaning up. She helped Bill French to arrange the 50 years worth of sheet music and arrangements that were in the choir room. And here, if you look closely, here she is, like she always would do, organizing her own music while the others were posing for the camera. Next slide. She loved children and youth. I can never recall an event that this church sponsored that there weren't a few extra tickets purchased to cover the cost for some youth or some children or some families whom she knew just couldn't afford it. A servant's heart. Next slide. As I started out, it is not often that those who have chosen to leave the religious life get any kind of credit or accolades. But in the family's search to find out more about Pat's earlier days, Joanne has shared with me a letter that they found. And it was written back in 2013, and Pat had it in her files, and they were able to contact the author of the letter who has given them permission for me to share it with you tonight. Dear Miss Shanley, my name is Gary Anderson, and I am now 66 years old. You were my teacher in the sixth grade when I was 12 years old. Now think of that. This man wrote this at the age of 66. Pat taught him when he was 12 years old. He has hung on to this memory with great joy for over 50 years. Quite often I think back to when I was 12 and I remember you as a person who had a tremendous positive impact on how my life evolved. Many times over the past 50 years I have wanted to seek you out, stand in front of you, and thank you. Right now this letter will have to suffice. There is a very positive spirit within me that started developing at St. Edward's School in 1958-1959. It was my sixth grade school year. When I look back, it was your positive can-do attitude that got me headed in the right direction. As the years went by, I made some wrong turns and bad decisions, but in the end, I can attribute much of my self-confidence, success, and overall happiness to you and my parents. I want you to know that you have had a very big positive impact on my life. I was a skinny little boy with no guidance from older brothers or sisters because I am the oldest of six siblings. My father was a construction worker and my mother was a homemaker. I wonder if you even remember me. You even sewed up my pants when they split apart one day at school. I do remember a few things about you. I'm guessing that you are about 77 years old now. I never saw you dressed in anything but your Dominican sister's clothing. But I know you had red hair and you were very tall compared to me at that time. I know your religious name came from your brother and that your family lived in the La Crosse, Wisconsin area. At least that is what I remember. I will tell you a little about my life. I received my BS degree in engineering from the University of Wisconsin. I married a great woman who had a 30-plus years career as a first-grade teacher in a Catholic grade school. We have three adult children and 10 grandchildren. My business career has been very good to me, and I'm starting to enjoy semi-retirement. Well, I hope you are having a happy and enjoyable life, and I wish you the best. Thanks again for your positive influence. I would like to hear back from you so you can let me know how you are doing. And they did communicate. One last thing you need to know. Sister Jonathan is the answer to my bank's security question. Who was your favorite teacher? Sincerely, Gary Anderson. Tribute to an incredible, incredible lady. Sister Jonathan, Patricia, Aunt Pat, Saint Pat, God says to you today, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen.